Same thing, when obviously they score from 35 yards out, and then from then on here, I thought we had the best three with the post at the bar, even one clear off the line towards the end. But for as much as what I'm saying, it's still nowhere near good enough. There's no cohesiveness in the group. It looks like they haven't been coached, and they have been coached. I think there's a disconnection between the back four and the midfield, and it feels like the midfield got a little bit of stick in some ways, but when they're covering almost 60, 70 yards between them, because the gaps between our strikers and the back four are so big, it's becoming almost a pitch in itself just for the midfield players. We weren't outplayed, really. They got a goal early on that made it difficult for us, but it's frustrating. What I want to say, I don't think I can say. Sometimes I have to keep certain things to me. I know exactly what I want to do. But it's, I've just got to be careful what I say.
You've just said that the players, you don't think, well, they don't feel like they're being sort of coached.
No, they didn't feel it. It looked like.
Okay.
If I was a fan watching that, we looked open, we looked too expansive, we didn't press off each other. One pressed, one stayed. We need more of a cohesive unit. And what we do is coach every day. And I think if you spoke to the players, they all need the jobs. But I have to take responsibility as well. It's not just them. It's, as a group, we lose. It's not just the players, it's me. So when we do get criticised, I'm in that bracket as well. But I've heard a lot of talking for a while internally, and it's got to be start to be backed up now.
How long do you think it will be until we see a Carl Robinson team come out and play, until a team that you feel
a Carl Robinson team is honest, hard-working, expansive, scores goals, loads of energy.
And in terms of time, how long is it going to take until you can get your trademark on it?
For me to talk about time, it's about bringing in a number of players. I know the players, exactly the type of players. But it's not about what we have to do. You can't. This whole team is where it is for the whole season. So before me and now, it's not got any better. So from one style to another style to another style, it's not been good enough. It's as simple as that. But ultimately, as the manager, you have to take responsibility. That's what I have to do. I have to stand in and take the criticism that comes along with it.
Any complaints over Chris Solly's record?
Yeah, I do. I thought the referee was poor, but I'm not going to use him as an example for our bad performance. He got pulled clearly. He was no stage off the ground. He goes for it with his right foot, and obviously because his legs are so wide apart, there's also a scissor tackle on one of my players that we didn't even get a free kick for. It's a booking. It's a clear booking. And funny how Edwards in front of me deliberately handballs it when Steffi's almost in. And he carries on, and the ref says, well, I'll give you the advantage. It still means it's a yellow card. But we're nitpicking here. The whole crux of the matter is that we weren't good enough in certain aspects today. I'm looking for a cohesive unit who want to work hard, with legs and energy and a freedom to play. And it's difficult at the moment. Some people want to play, some people don't want to play. You've got a mismatch of type of players. And it's about finding the right ones that move us forward. But every player has had this chance. And it's as simple as that. And listen, they're a very good group. They're an honest group in some ways as well. They work hard every day. They give 100% effort. I just think sometimes I feel like we're doing a lot of work for very little reward. And I think we can make it easier for ourselves with a more cohesive and aggressive unit. And that's what I've got to find.
It wasn't the best sort of backing from the fans today. Is there a message to try and bring them together?
No, listen, the fans come and say what they have to say. If you paid your money to come and watch that and you're seeing a defeat and you're seeing, in their eyes, not a great performance, they're entitled to say whatever. The fans at the end of the day, and that's they support us with a passion and a drive and a desire, and we don't play well, they criticise us. That's how it is. And if we can't take that and we can't be honest enough, if any of us can sit here and say that we were good enough, well, we're kidding ourselves. So maybe we deserve a bit of criticism on the pitch for a bit, because it's us who are performing, and it's us who need to take the criticism today, nobody else.